spending about 30% of their income on rent nationwide, the highest ratio for the first time in 25 years, as home prices are also up 30%. It's Friday, September 15th, 2023. I'm Kimberly Barton of Kinetic Realty, your local market expert with this week's Maryland Market Minute. Subscribe to stay updated on our local market and let me know what you want to know. You can see from this graph that rent growth is outpacing income. Rents have grown 134.9% from 2000, while income has only increased 76.8% during that same time. So rents have effectively doubled the amount needed out of the monthly available funds for housing. Rents surged during the pandemic and the rates remain high as inventory is limited and more would-be homebuyers have decided to wait or been priced out of the market with the higher interest rates. And inventory of homes for sale continues to shrink as homes go off the market in as little as 7 median days in Maryland. Maryland prices are up from last year, and the August numbers came in at a record high despite higher mortgage rates. Allegheny prices fell 1.6% from last year, and Arundel County rose 6.6%. Baltimore City prices are up 4.2%. Baltimore County rose 5.5%. Calvert County rose 4.7%. Carroll County prices rose 9.8%. Charles County is up 5.8%. Frederick County rose 3.4%. Garrett County fell 4.4%. Harford County prices rose 5.1%. Howard County prices rose 4.6%. Montgomery prices are up 1.6% over last year. Prince George's prices are up 6.3%. St. Mary's rose 1.5%. Washington County increased 6.4%. Rentals available rose again this week to $2,281 at $2,400 per month and leasing in a steady 18 days from hitting the market. That's a wrap for this week's Maryland Market Minute for Friday, September 15th, 2023. Thanks so much for tuning in. Enjoy your weekend, and I'll see you next week. Take care.